in parenting, the stuff that our kids are going through is stuff that we really can relate to at the core. Welcome to today's podcast. It's a short solo episode and it's simply an extension on some Instagram stories that I recently shared, mainly because this morning I was thinking about how relevant this series of Instagram stories in terms of the conversation and the context, how relevant it is, yes, for children, but it's so relevant for every single person. And so I will explain what I mean. Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
On Instagram stories, I was talking about how one of my boys had shared with me that he was sitting alone at lunchtime. And I think there's definitely a conversation to be had around the reaction that parents have to information, because that information certainly activated a part of me that felt so sad on his behalf and felt so sad and so lonely. But he wasn't necessarily saying he was incredibly sad and lonely. He was just relaying that information. But I do think that's a separate topic for another day. Today's episode, though, when he was sharing with me that he was sitting alone, I said to him, "Do you want to sit with other kids?" And he said, "Yes, I do, but I feel nervous about sitting with a group. And I've had kids ask me to sit with them, but I've said no because of that anxiety. He has social anxiety, he's on the spectrum, he finds that stuff really challenging." And he said, "Kids in my class have invited me to sit with them, but I've said no because I'm so nervous. But now I do want to sit with them, but I'm worried. Like, I'm worried that because I've said no in the past, they won't want me to join them." So that concern there, right? Like, he's thinking to himself, okay, I've given feedback that I'm not interested in something. I've indicated I don't want to do something. And that's not necessarily reflective of how he was really feeling. But he's now realized he wants to join the group, but he's feeling so nervous about having to put himself out there and ask the question, "Can I still sit with you?" And so we were having a conversation about what sort of techniques he can use and how he can reframe this whole situation. And I said to him, "Let's think a little bit about what is the most likely outcome." And I find this a really helpful tool in terms of right-sizing problems for the boys. They both have a tendency to kind of catastrophize and let things run away with them and get a bit ruminating on certain thoughts, as do so many people that struggle with anxiety. And a really effective tool to break through that anxiety can be to actually explore what is the most likely outcome, because a lot of anxiety exists in this place where we are catastrophizing and we're imagining the worst, or we're not even allowing ourselves to really imagine what's going to happen. We're just caught in that stress response where we feel like whatever happens will be unbearable and we can't manage it. So I said to him, "What do you think is the most likely outcome?" And he got a little bit frozen on that topic and we explored it a bit more. And I said, "Well, let's look at the data. Let's look at the information that we have. The information that you have is that these are kids that have invited you to sit with them in the past. So I think it's more likely that they're going to say to you, 'Yes, of course you can sit with us.' Now, what do you think about that? And he kind of sat on it for a little bit and he said, well, I guess so. I guess that's true because they did invite me to sit with them multiple times and they did seem a bit disappointed when I said no. And he kind of just thought about it a little bit more. And so I said to him, okay, so that's a really likely outcome. What is another possible outcome? And he said, well, they might not want me to sit with them because I said no in the past. And I said, yeah, that is a potential outcome. And with the boys, I try to be as honest with them as possible. I never want to like gaslight them into saying, oh, everything's wonderful and everything's always going to be the best outcome possible. And so I said to him, yeah, like there is a chance that their feelings might have been hurt or they may have been offended and they might say, no, you can't sit with us for whatever reason. And how do you think that will feel? And he said, oh, I'll feel sad and I might feel a bit guilty because I didn't explain why I didn't want to sit with them in the first place. And I said, and what happens when you feel that in your body? And he said, well, it's not good. And I said, no, it doesn't feel good, does it? Like it's not a nice feeling. And it's one of those feelings that, you know, as humans, we just want to get rid of that feeling. We don't really want to sit with it. But if we do sit with it, what happens? And he was kind of like, well, nothing really happens. It just doesn't feel good. And I said, exactly. It's a feeling. It's a sensation. It's an experience. And it can be really uncomfortable, but it will 100% pass. And you're not going to feel like that forever. And it also won't kill you. And I'm what I would say is a pretty gentle parent, but I do have these moments with the boys where I'm like, that will not kill you. You can absolutely withstand that and you will be okay. And I say it in a loving way, but I want them to know that like, oh yeah, I can manage discomfort. It's such a human thing to be like, oh, I just want to be free of all of the problems and of all of the uncomfortable emotions, but that's not real life. And distress tolerance is so incredibly important. And so we spoke about that other outcome. And I said, and in the event of that outcome, those kids saying to you that they don't want to sit with you or that you can't join them, what will then happen? And he said, oh, well, I'll be eating lunch alone. And I said, so you'll be in the exact same position you were prior to asking the question. Like it's not going to put you further into a different spot. It's not going to really alter things other than that discomfort that I know you can handle because you've been through hard things before. You'll be in the same position. But if you ask the question and they say, yes, you can sit with us, the outcome is a favorable one and you'll be in a different position in the position that you want to be in.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And so just giving that information to him in a way that's digestible and realistic. And also I think, well, I mean, digestible is what I mean, but like accessible for him to understand that, oh yes, if I ask this question, maybe I'll be uncomfortable and maybe it won't be nice, but I can actually handle that. I have the ability to handle that discomfort. But if they say yes, then I'm moving towards what it is that I'd like to do. And I'd like to sit with that group of kids. And I was thinking about that this morning, right? Because I had this meeting lined up that I was feeling a little bit anxious about. And I had to say to myself, right, what is the most likely outcome? And go through the most likely outcome. What is the worst case scenario? Can I handle that worst case scenario? Yes, I can, because it's not going to kill me. It might be a bit uncomfortable. It might be disappointing, but I have been through disappointing and uncomfortable things before. And do I want to be the sort of person who never tries to move forward or never tries to make a change simply because I'm afraid of being a little bit uncomfortable? And it's a really simple, basic, but powerful thought exercise to just go through those steps. What's the most likely outcome? What are some other outcomes? What will happen if like the worst case scenario outcome actually comes to fruition? Can I handle it? what position will I be in? And just put things into perspective. What sort of person do you want to be? Do you want to be the sort of person that takes the risk, that reaches out, that asks to sit with people or to ask for the promotion or to let someone know that you have feelings for them? What person do you want to be? What are your personal values? I think that this style of conversation with kids, particularly primary school age children, is really helpful across a variety of different topics. You know, whether it's peer pressure or fear of standing up and giving a presentation or a talk, you can absolutely talk about the most likely outcomes and all of that stuff that we've just been through, but it's so applicable to us in everyday life. You know, I think this so often in parenting, the stuff that our kids are going through is stuff that we really can relate to at the core. You know, like it might not be our everyday experience anymore that we have anxiety, you know, because we want to sit with some friends. And maybe it is. Maybe you're in a workplace environment where it actually is really triggering for you, particularly if you have social anxiety and you do want to sit and you do want to talk and you do want to make friends, but you're finding it hard, or you have this deep-seated fear of rejection or abandonment. Like maybe you are dealing with the exact same issue. But I also think even if you're not, it's such an applicable skill set to get into the habit of just going through this thought exercise and having these conversations with your children and also with yourself. So I just wanted to share this one with you because I had so much feedback from that Instagram story. I also put up a story that day just saying like, what is it that people want to hear? Because sometimes I'm just not sure, because if I go in and I look at the metrics of my Instagram, it's very clear that workout reels are absolutely the most engaged with content in terms of saves, but then people are telling me that they would love more parenting chats. So if you enjoy this style of short kind of, I guess, food for thought conversation stuff, let me know. It's really, really helpful for me to know. I hope that you're having a great day and I look forward to speaking with you really, really soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you want more of the I Am podcast in your ears, make sure you become a podcast subscriber. It is really, really simple to do. All of the details are in the show notes. For the cost, actually less than the cost of a cup of coffee per month, you will receive access to exclusive podcast episodes. That's right, you'll get a bonus episode every single week that you will not hear anywhere else. And to be honest with you, I really am sharing a lot more over in those exclusive episodes. It feels like a really safe zone for me. So make sure you check out the subscription offers that we do have available for that exclusive content. And perhaps best of all of the episodes will be ad-free. So if you feel good about supporting a female-founded, female-led business, check out the subscription offerings available and become a podcast supporter today. Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.